Recording. Hello, peeps. I thought I'd come on and say hello because I haven't done a boo for... It was about a week. The last one I did was when I had my new clock, wasn't it? If I get interrupted, it's because I've got Caden on my lap. Yeah? And do excuse me sniffing. I've just had a sneezing fit. I do apologise. I don't know what's wrong with me this past few days. I feel absolutely fine, but I've sneezed and sneezed and sneezed and sneezed and sneezed. I don't quite know what that's all about. Anyway, I just thought I'd, as I say, come on and say hello. Yeah? Didn't we, yeah? Good boy. You want first aid, don't you? Yeah. Caden's sat on my lap and got his head down for fuzzies. Bless him. I've had a bit of a move around, actually. I have moved Caden and Rio upstairs to my spare bedroom. There's a few reasons why I've done it. The one reason is, down in my living room, I've got a big patio door. As you will know if you follow me, because I've opened it and closed it on here numerous times and mentioned it. And particularly when Caden is out, Rio doesn't, but Caden will, he will periodically fly around and he'll crash straight into the door. Because, of course, he doesn't realise that he can't get through it. He can see through it, so he thinks he can get through it. The stupid thing is, though, even though there is a big patio door in my living room, it's not very light in there, because it's at the back of the house, and the sun here is mainly around the front. So it's quite dark in there. And I was thinking about this the other day, because Caden, bless him, is 7.5 months old. And bless him, he's lovely. In terms of tameness, you can't fault him, because he will sit on your lap, as he is now, for hours and have cuddles, and he'll follow me everywhere and sit on my shoulder while I'm doing bits and pieces. But he's not very vocal. The one thing he has picked up is I've got a Bose mini SoundLink 2. And when you plug it into charge, it goes boop, boop. And he does that. But that's kind of the only thing he does. He makes the odd other little whistly noise, but he doesn't do a huge amount. Now, I know they say that greys, you know, the average age for a grey to start talking is one, which, yeah, that's fine, I can see that. But even a grey at sort of 6-7 months old is usually experimenting with different sounds, and he doesn't. So I wondered whether it was because it was dark. So with a bit of help, I had a move around the other day, and I moved him and Rio upstairs. And I moved my grandfather clock out of the hall and into the living room. So my living room now looks huge, because I also moved. I had a freezer in the sort of the kitchen, but it was the way my kitchen's designed, it was a chest freezer, so it couldn't go underneath the work surface. It had to sort of stay in front. And we moved that upstairs into my other spare room where the tumble dryer is. So consequently now my kitchen looks and living room look huge. So I'm currently sitting upstairs with the birds. Rio's been out, Caden is now out. Yeah, aren't you? A good boy. He's having lots of fusses. Lots and lots of them. Lots and lots of fusses. Yeah. Good boy. Yeah, you'll stick that all day, won't you, fusses? Lots of fusses. Sorry, I'm being silly. I was going to say something else. Yeah, in this room I've got two chairs. Actually, I've got a rocking chair and the other chair from my three-piece suite, because that wouldn't fit in the living room. So I've got plenty of things to sit on up here. It's quite nice, actually, because this room gets the sun all day. It's really lovely. It's at the front of the house. Oh, steady, darling. He put his wings out. You put your head down. You move from my left knee to my right knee and put your head down over that side. It's not going to feel any different, darling. It's not. Are you going to make a noise? Let's see if you can get him to... Sometimes if I stop, he does his boo-boo noise. No. Good boy. Yeah, don't bite that. Terrible trying to chew clothes, aren't you? Rio's eating, aren't you, Rhi? Are you eating, Blue? Scratch, yeah. Yeah, Caden's having a scratch, yeah. Oh, bless her. I just thought I'd do a bit of a random Sunday afternoon update, really, or Sunday evening now. I've slow cooked a piece of beef. I had a piece of beef, and it was one of those ones. It wasn't quite big enough for two people. So I thought, I'll try it in the slow cooker, and I've just taken it out, and it's really, really nice. So now I've got to decide what to eat with it. I was going to do myself a roast because I've got some potatoes and some veg that need using up. But of course, it's one of those things. Now I've come to it, it's time's getting on. And I'm sort of thinking, oh, can I really be bothered to do all that now? So I might wrap it up and do it tomorrow and have something else this evening. I don't know. I'm indecisive, as you can probably tell. Oh, dear. It's one of those days today. You know, you have a day and you don't know what you want, where you want to be, what you want to do. It's horrible. And I must try and stop saying Yeah. What? Lots of fusses. Yeah, lots of them, yeah. I'm going to put you in a minute, and you hate that, don't you? You squeak and cry and make silly noises. Yeah. You're a big baby, aren't you? Are you a big baby boy? Yeah, you're a big baby, aren't you? Hates going back in his cage, don't you? You hate it. You hate it. And you cry. You do. You squeak and cry and... Yeah? He says. You do, you go all squeaky. Oh, you've gone all soppy now. I don't mind about squeaky. Soppy boy. And I'm talking really stupid and everybody can hear me. Yeah? What are they all going to think of me? What are they going to think? Good boy. I think I'll leave it there, folks. I'm sure there was something else I was going to say and I can't think what it was. As my mum used to say, it must have been a lie. If ever I say, I was going to say, tell you something, I can't remember. She'd say, it must have been a lie. Are you on the arm of the chair now, are you? What are you rubbing your beak on my dressing gown for? What are you doing? Silly boy. Oh, you've got an itch, have you? Oh, dear. Oh, you've got an itch. Yeah. Right, so we will leave it there then, folks. Pause record 8 minutes. And speak to you soon. Pause recording.